Hello and welcome back to the Coffee Dates podcast with Georgia Batoko, where I will be your host. We're in the Let's Catch Up over coffee era, so grab yourself your favorite coffee and come and join me. Okay guys, let's get straight on to today's episode and welcome back everyone. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys again. But okay, let's start from here. Have you ever found yourself or know somebody that has restricted themselves to one box? You've put yourself into a box that you do not fit in. Do you find yourself just feeling super drained after a day at work, after a day with a certain friendship group? Do you find yourself feeling so drained, but you can't pinpoint what you're feeling drained about? You're eating well, you're exercising, you're sleeping. So why am I feeling so drained? Okay, so this is what I want to talk about today. I remember a while back now talking to my friend. I was at work and I was telling him how I was feeling. And I was basically explaining that I felt like I had so much to give, so much to offer, potential, creative ideas. I wanted to help people. There was all of this stuff I wanted to do, but I felt like I just couldn't do it. And I couldn't pinpoint why, but I just didn't know where to start. And I remember him saying to me, like, it's like having this magical, beautiful bird in a cage, stuck in a house. And all it wanted was for those doors on that cage to be open so it could just be set free, fly out and go back to its natural habitat. And that might sound funny, but that, mind blown. I remember that moment and I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. I have been thinking about all these things I want to do and all these things I could do and I can do and I have the potential to do, but I didn't know where to start and I didn't know why. I just couldn't do it. It was like something was like, imagine there's a wall and it was like something was just sticking me to this wall. Like I wasn't able to move forward. And my friend said this to me and I was like, okay, now I see, now I get it. I am restricting myself to this box, to this job. I am not allowing myself to take that step out of this and start something new. So along that note, I found this quote and it says, if you doubt your ability to make a life-altering decision, to take on a daring aspiration, or to fend for yourself after many years, consider this. Surely, if a bird with healthy wings is locked in a cage long enough, she will doubt her ability to fly. So guys, now that we've established that basically you could just be restricting yourself to a box that you do not fit in, and you deserve more and you deserve to step outside of that box and find something that you truly love or something that's just gonna serve you more. So that comes to, how do we do that? And I guess that comes into taking a risk, to risk taking, to feeling okay that you're not gonna feel comfortable for a little while. Unfortunately, in this life, there are a huge amount of people that would almost rather, or let's not say rather, they would choose to stay miserable for a long period of time just because it's comfortable. Because the unknown is too uncomfortable to break out of their misery. So let's talk a little bit about a mindset around stepping into the unknown and taking that risk. So firstly, I think one of the things that comes under helping you and allowing you to be able to take that first step to take that risk is having confidence. Now, when you see all of these successful people, I feel like a lot of people automatically just assume that they built a lot of that off just confidence and just being a confident person. How many times do you hear people say, oh, well, she's just super confident, as if she was born that way? Now, I can tell you now that confidence is a skill set and it's something that you learn. And I have definitely worked on this and I have definitely tried to teach myself this. And I can tell you now that it's true. It's definitely a skill set and you can definitely learn this. Like, if I look at some of the things I'm doing right now in my life and I think about like younger me, it's almost unbelievable how much confidence I've gained and self-belief. And if you spoke to people that grew up with me, they could tell you the same thing. I was like, I could be in certain situations extremely shy when I was younger, which made it hard and extremely uncomfortable for me to take bigger risks and put myself outside of my comfort zone because of that. But I've taught myself that. And you know, one of the main ways I have taught myself that confidence, it's through just simply doing it, taking action, and putting myself in uncomfortable situations. And even when it's gone bloody awful, embarrassingly awful, those are the times where I actually, funny enough, build my confidence, because I'm like, okay, well, now I've done that and I've made that mistake, or this has gone wrong. You know, I know next time I'm going to do this differently, or like, I know, okay, it can't be worse than that kind of thing. So, confidence is built, it's a skill set, it can be learned. Okay, so take actions to build that. Don't just say I'm not a confident person and therefore I'm gonna stick to this box that I'm in, okay? The next thing I think stops us from taking risks is other people's opinions. Now, I have done a few podcast episodes on this. I'm pretty sure I've definitely touched upon it in episodes before about other people's opinions. So let's put it this way. Who is the one controlling your every move, your every action? Who is the only person that can do that and can control that? Like physically, literally control that. You. So, why do we let other people's opinions consume us so much and stop us from taking that leap? I believe in our intuitions and our, you know, that deep feeling you get inside of you of something you just feel like is happening, is going to happen, or whatever it is. I believe in that feeling so much. And I believe that if there's something you really want to achieve, if there's a risk you really want to take, it's because you know deep down that you are capable to do it. And if you really want that thing, you are going to make it happen. And you have that feeling inside of you. Well, somebody else isn't going to have that feeling because they're not you. They don't want exactly what you want. So, of course, their opinion is going to be different on whatever it is you're telling them that you want to go off and do or you want to achieve. Of course, it's going to be different. They've got a whole other, you know, thing going on inside of them, inside their brain. Like, they want other things. They've grown up and experienced other things than you. So, of course, when you say something you want to do, their reaction might not always be what you want or how your reaction would be, because everyone wants different things. Everyone has experienced different experiences in life. They don't have that same gut feeling, that same feeling inside of you, deep inside of you, that you have, because it's your dream. So let's stop listening to other people's opinions, okay? Because at the end of the day, like I said, you are the only one that is literally physically able to take these actions to get further to that goal, you know, that risk you want to take to achieve that thing you've always wanted, or whatever it is. Let's work on not being surprised when people don't give you the reaction you wanted or you were hoping for, because everyone has their own aspirations at the end of the day, their own things that, I'm gonna say it, I don't know if I sound cringe, but set their souls on fire. So yeah, let's stop being surprised when other people just don't get it, because there's gonna be things that they want and they're trying to strive towards that maybe you don't get. And then I guess there is the other side, which I have spoke about, which is envy, jealousy. Maybe it is something that they want. Maybe this is something that they've always wanted to do. And now they're like freaking out when you're telling them that that's your goal and you're gonna leave this to go and strive to achieve this kind of thing. And they're like saying all the worst possible scenarios. But you're thinking like, I'm sure this is something like you are interested in. Like, I thought you were gonna be like proud of me kind of thing. Now, could you be setting off that insecurity inside of them? Could they be thinking, oh shit, I really want to achieve that. I really want to do that, but I don't know how to do that. And now you're doing it. You're like living my dream, and I'm a little bit jealous. Could they be thinking that? Who knows? Okay. There's a whole wide things they could be thinking. They could be thinking like legit, like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing that? You're gonna mess up, kind of thing. Like, they could, it could be your parents who are just genuinely worried for you and concerned and just want the best for you. But at the end of the day, we need to stop listening to people's opinions so much. Let's take it with a pinch of salt. So look, we've spoke about building that confidence to be able to leave a certain situation and take that risk. And we've talked about other people's opinions and how we can, I don't know, not necessarily handle it, but I hope I've given you a bit of an insight into what could be going on there. Now, let's also talk about the other side, which I feel like could be to do with having the motivation to make that change, and not kind of knowing which action to take first. And what I would say to that is any action. Any action is better than nothing. And once you kind of get that groove, like you've got moving, you've got your groove, you will start to naturally take the right steps further to this thing you are trying to achieve. Let's give you an example. So when I got made redundant, it's kind of like a weird feeling. Like I'd never had that happen before. Just all of a sudden, you're unemployed and you're like, I don't know where to start. Like there's so many different places I could start. And I mean, the obvious answer would be applying for more jobs, which is what I did. But I don't know if you guys listening to it to this episode are living in Sydney. I mean, to be honest, this is a problem all around the world. I feel like it just seems like it is so hard to find work at the moment, and it, particularly at this time when I got made redundant. So like, I'm applying for all these jobs. I just don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. But I'm also the type of person that I don't like to act like a victim. I don't like to complain. I just want to get on with it and I want to take action and I want to at least feel like I'm accomplishing something, even if it's not exactly what I was setting out to accomplish, which at this time was getting a job. So what I could have done was moped around in the apartment, just applying for jobs on Seek, just scrolling and scrolling and getting upset that I wasn't hearing anything back. But I knew that's just going to get me into a rut. That's going to make me spiral. And I didn't want that. So I made an effort every morning to get up, to go train, to go to the gym, to get my steps in and just be outside. Okay. So although again, that wasn't accomplishing the goal that at this time I was really trying to do, which was get a job, it was still accomplishing something else. I'm working towards my fitness goals. I'm getting fitter. I'm feeling healthy. I'm still accomplishing something. I'm still taking some sort of action because that was a lot better than just sitting in the apartment. Because by getting out of the apartment and working out and being outside and being around people, taking steps was giving me that inspiration. It was allowing me to think outside of the box and giving me new ideas of how I could find work or other ways I could be spending my time and using this time wisely. Because, right, I was made redundant, like I had so much time on my hands. Like, and honestly, that is when I started this podcast. And it allowed me to get creative with my time. And again, I know this wasn't exactly going towards my main goal, but it was still helping me hit other goals and aspirations in my life. And yeah, that's when I started this podcast and I was able to get creative because I had so much time to think. I also started a profile online to allow myself to apply for roles, like extra roles in films, TV series, commercials, things like that, trying to apply for a little bit of like modeling and again, just that creative world because I love it. And I did a couple little bits for that, and that's something that I'd always wanted to do, but I just never really knew how to start. was probably low-key a little bit scared, but I had so much time on my hands and I was like, let's use this to do the things that I've been wanting to do, but I haven't had the time because I've been working. So yeah, as I say, I did some extra work. I started this podcast. I was massively following my training program, dieting well, getting in my steps, going down to the beach, like things I love whilst applying for jobs still. Now, I knew with what I was doing, it wasn't necessarily making me that much money, but I was still making a little bit of money and I was still getting myself out there and allowing new doors to open whilst applying for jobs. So, kind of sidetracking now, but if you are listening to this and you're in a situation where you've been made redundant or you're unemployed and you're struggling to find work, please don't spiral and just sit in your apartment looking for work because you're like, no, this is my main goal. Like, this is all I can do right now. Because you may as well still use that other small bit of time that you have. Because let's be honest, you're not applying for jobs every single second of the day. Like, you do have some spare time. So use that other half of the day to go out and do things you've been wanting to do, but you haven't had the chance to, because that could be opening up new goals and opening up your mind to other ideas and opportunities that you could be doing in this time. So back to the point. During this time that I'd been made redundant, by the time that it got to me being offered a job, finally, which felt like forever, during that time, I had also done so many other new cool things. I had, like I said, started the podcast. I'd dived into some extra work, worked on TV set, met some new people, built up different connections. So my point is, any type of action is better than no action at all. Because again, although you might not be taking those actions towards your main goal, you're still, you still got other aspirations in life. There's still other things you want to achieve. There's new doors you want to open. So just the first step is to just take any type of action, okay? And that could be as simple as you're sat on the couch, you're scrolling Instagram, thinking, how the hell am I gonna start? Well, get up and do a workout, move your body, get some steps in. Because I guarantee once you change from that environment where you're moping around into a new environment, you're being out with people, you're moving your body, those ideas are just gonna start coming to you. So I was actually listening to the Mindset Mentor. Guys, his podcasts are so good. So if you don't already listen to him, go and listen to him. And he was saying that only 3% of what we worry about actually happens. Now that is an insane number, because think of how much most of us, the majority of us, worry and spend our energy worrying about, and only 3% of that actually happens. So let's change, try and teach ourselves to, when we begin to worry about something, let's change that and think, right, okay, I'm now going to take action. I'm clearly worrying about something. I'm clearly stressing myself out about something. I'm not gonna let myself sit here and spiral right now. I am gonna get up and do something. Okay, so even if that's, like I said, getting up, moving your body, putting on some music, dancing, getting up, making yourself a hot drink, a coffee, a tea, ringing your friend, just something. Whenever you catch yourself spiraling and worrying, take action, any action, even if it's not to do with what you're worrying about. So let's do a quick circle back to the start. And do I think that we should be taking any steps we can to get ourselves outside of that box that we've restricted ourselves to? Do I think that we should be taking steps to take that risk, that thing we've always wanted to do, we've always wanted to at least try and achieve? Yes, yes, I do. I don't think that our ancestors fought so hard to save our country and save their families for us now in this generation to just mope around and not do anything about the fact that we are miserable most of the time. This isn't for everyone, and if this isn't for you, like, you don't need to be listening to this podcast, but this is for the people that do not feel happy and they want to try and make a change in their life. Let's not normalize staying miserable just because it's comfortable and we're scared of the unknown. Do you want to find yourself looking back in years to come and wondering what it could have been, what that thing you wanted to achieve could have looked like? No, I really don't think you do. And I'm sure there's even something right now that you've been wanting to start for a long time that you're thinking, I wonder like where that would be up to now. I wonder how successful that business would be right now if I had started it 5 years ago. So let's notice that and make a change now. You are so much more capable than what you think. And if you're feeling extremely drained right now and you never feel good enough, you could be restricting yourself to this box that I'm on about, and you don't belong there. It's time to get out of that box. And yeah, that's all I have, guys. And again, this is another topic that I could sit and go on about for a long time. I feel super passionate about it. And I think everyone should take the time to listen to, doesn't even have to be my podcast episode on this, but one, so you can try and break free and just enjoy life and feel free, feel happy, and reach your full potential. So I'm gonna love you guys and leave you, and I look forward to the next episode. I'll speak to you guys soon.